Hello, and welcome to a very special edition of the Startup Capital Podcast. I'm your Season 2 host, Lucas Lindsay. Although I am not, incidentally, the host of the podcast that you're about to hear. The following conversation actually occurred almost a year ago. In it, Startup Capital producer Nick Farrell interviews two of the founding members of Domi Station, Michael Wyden and Jake Kiker. Since this was in fact the first ever Startup Capital recording, some of it is a bit rough around the edges. As a result, Cuddlesoft and the Startup Capital team decided not to publish the episode at the time. Now though, as we celebrate Domi's third birthday, the timing just feels right. The conversation, which took place at Grasslands Brewery just down the street, is candid, and it provides a unique look into the founding of Tallahassee's first privately run startup incubator. How did the idea for Domi come about? What's behind the name? How did the founders meet, and what stories do they have to tell about the early days of getting Domi started? Find out all of that and more in this very special edition of the Startup Capital Podcast from Cuddlesoft. Stay tuned. Just as a heads up, this episode contains adult language and some profanity.
You have a slight advantage when you're from Tallahassee.
I love Tallahassee.
We already have successes. We just have to continue to communicate the successes.
I love Tallahassee.
The old adage that the sum is greater than its parts, I think, could be more true for the city of Tallahassee.
I love Tallahassee.
I want it to be the change I wanted to see.
Obviously, we want to be the business capital of Florida.
I love Tallahassee.
I think millennials are really interested in business models that are both socially impactful as well as profitable.
I love Tallahassee.
I think, it takes government, private sector, nonprofit sector, students like yourself, the startup community, all kind of pulling the rope in the same direction to get there.
I love Tallahassee.
I love Tallahassee. It's the startup capital.
Welcome, listeners. This is our first ever Startup Capital interview. We're here at Grasslands Brewery on Gaines Street in Tallahassee. And I'd like to thank our guests, first of all, Michael Wyden and Jake Kiker, for being with us today. Michael Wyden, of course, is CEO of Domi Ventures, and Jake Kiker is a lawyer at Tallahassee law firm Williams Gauthier. To begin, I'd just like to ask, I'll start with Micah, when did and how did you end up in Tallahassee?
How did I end up in Tallahassee? So 4 years ago now, my wife was looking at her PhD programs, and Florida State offered my wife the best deal. So we had headed down to Tallahassee to start her PhD program in the geography department at Florida State.
Okay, and Jake?
So I came to Tallahassee to start undergraduate at FSU in fall of 1998, and did my undergrad here and then stayed on for law school, and graduated law school. That would have been, 2005? Yeah, 2004, 2005, around there. Actually, the firm that I'm a partner at now, I worked there as a summer associate. My first summer of law school, came back the second summer, got a job offer, and decided to stay on and been here ever since.
Great. Well, you guys are both founding members of Domi Station, Tallahassee's first, as far as I know, startup incubator. And I think that gives you both a unique perspective on the growth that we're seeing in Tallahassee right now and things that may be happening in the future. So my next question is, why Tallahassee right now?
Now, I could start with just saying that it was very organic from the ground up. When I knew I was coming to Tallahassee and I had to find something to do, I knew I wanted to start another company. I didn't want to work for the government, and I didn't want to work for a small business. I had traveled and been in spaces like Domi, and I loved the environment, that collaborative atmosphere, working with peers, seeing companies like Cuddlesoft grow. And I actually, Jake and I serendipitously met at a time that I was looking to plug in somewhere. A connection of ours, Jay Revel, connected us at a bar actually one night and said, hey, Micah, you should really talk to this guy and vice versa. And he and I wanted similar things. You know, I think in a unique area, I don't think I would have thought that I would meet someone like Jake that was worldly, travels a lot, young professional that's very interested in business. And so for me, I just ground up finding people like Jake organically, and then just from there, putting it together, really. So started with the napkin.
And one of the things that I found interesting when I was talking to David Lawson for one of our previous interviews was he kind of described like an underground entrepreneur scene that was happening in places like Red Eye and just various coffee shops. And was there kind of like a disorganized group sort of before anything really happened?
Yeah, I mean, I think for years in Tallahassee, and you know, and Mike had mentioned the he used that big $2 word serendipitously. You know, when we had met, you know, I was looking at working to put together a co-working space or somewhere to try to connect the local business community to some of the graduates coming out of FSU. I mean, I think obviously JMI and some of the folks here have been working for a long time trying to find ways to kind of take that next step, like once the students were done at FSU or had a business idea, how to connect them to the community and perhaps see if we couldn't find a way to make Tallahassee a possible option for them to stay on. And so, yeah, the timing was good. And yeah, I mean, there had been small startups and folks that had been looking around for a while. And I think that, as David probably mentioned to you, you know, once we started getting together the early organization of Domi, even before we had a physical space, we had some meetups and other things that showed us pretty quickly that that there was definitely a desire. And so it allowed us to kind of validate what we thought we knew. And we had a lot of traction pretty quickly.
And so who initially had the idea to start a space like Domi?
I mean, to Jake's point, you know, he was looking at a co-working space. I had a model of how a co-working space could work with a collaborative sponsorship driven ability. I was also in a position that, hey, I could get it started. You know, Jake, John Vecchio, and David, our other partners, all independently had their own things that they were focused on in building. I mean, they weren't going to put it together. So I was kind of the operational person. But each one of us, like any startup team, you know, you need to build the right team. And each one of us brought a facet, brought a skill set to really make it. If John wouldn't have come into it, I never would have started it. If Jake didn't come into it, wouldn't have started it. You know, you need to have the right team to execute on it. And I think we all had that. And then also I would say that, like, Jake had a really good knowledge of the local business community from, and he's been here for a period of time. David had a different perspective of the university. JMI was a huge benefit in the very beginning. Randy Blass, the executive director, helped us connect to David, and then helped us connect to other groups that were thinking about and wanted to plug into something like this as well.
So you guys all met, and then where was that moment where you said, okay, we can actually do this. This is actually possible.
Well, I mean, Micah mentioned, and he wasn't joking. I mean, it sounded like he was kind of describing a hot Tinder date that first time that we met.
What's hot?
You seem to be just having these amazing memories of it. We were literally at the Midtown at Finnegan's Tap Room, and I've been good friends with Jay Revel for a long time, and I'd been talking with Jay and another banker friend of ours about looking at a private co-working space. Didn't really know what to do about programming. Knew I just wanted to find a physical space. And during my discussions with the banker was a guy named Andrew Gay here in town, and Jay happened to overhear the conversation, and he's like, wow, like there's this new guy in town. He's been here for a little while, and I heard him talk, and you know, he was talking about a really similar kind of a concept, and you should really meet him. And I mean, we're literally sitting at the bar like an hour later. My wife and there were some friends, and then Jay came back up, and he's like, yeah, that guy Micah I was talking about, like he's here. Like, you had to swim across the bar, like, can I make an introduction? And he did. We started talking, and you know, I mentioned kind of what I was looking to do, and then, you know, when Micah said, yeah, I know what that is. I was just working at one this summer. I've been in a bunch of these co-working spaces, got the programming ideas, and he'd already had the connection with David Lawson. And I think it literally probably wasn't more than a week or two later, we met at my house. I live down on the south side of town, and the three of us met for a couple of hours, just did some real basic kind of brainstorming, whiteboarding on legal pads, and kind of getting an idea of what we thought we could put together. And I think really, I mean, at that time, we literally, even at that first meeting, we came up with the name Domi. We came up with a basic plan. And at that point, it was just a matter of finding the space.
What is the story behind the name Domi?
Again, we're in Jake's living room. You know, David and I are in his living room just talking about, you know, we need to get something up pretty quickly. We need to start going and getting the meetup group happening and what have you. So we were trying to think of something that was community, homegrown. Jake and I both discussed that we like short names. And so I think it was Jake. Jake said, what about domicile? You know, Latin for home. And then I think we both said, well, we need to shrink that though. And so that's where it was born. Domi, like, all right, let's just run with it. And then had a local designer, and the next week had a design concepts done. And I think I had the website up the week after that.
And you mentioned a couple other people, obviously David Lawson, but John Vecchio as well. Are there any conversations that you might have had with one of them that you've never told the story of before?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's always those early stories that you, you know, kind of get into it with certain people. I mean, John is a good example of someone who graduated from Florida State, was really interested in giving back. He's on the board of the computer science department, saw things that he wanted to see change, and he was looking for deal flow. So he's a venture capitalist, but really he's an entrepreneur, software development background. Domi wouldn't be where it is today without some of his insights, too, of what he's seen across the Southeast in terms of deals and technology and how he thinks the university could change to get more deal flow and what have you. So,
but he was, I will say, before we even had the space open, I mean, you know, John spent many an hour with us just talking with folks over at the time our little temporary pop-up space was All Saints Cafe, and John spent a lot of time there. And you know, given the types of companies he's invested in and obviously sold, I mean, he's been in some pretty big meetings, and so, you know, he gave a lot of time for a lot of pitches and a lot of meetings that were well below his talent, skill, and acumen. And so he was incredibly patient. And the best part about John is, you know, working with a lot of different types of business folks over the years. I mean, he's incredibly candid. You know, he's supportive in the sense that he'll tell you, you know, where you're going wrong, but he's not going to candy coat it for you.
Tell me about one of these candid moments.
Yeah, I mean, there were some. I mean, the funniest thing that what he would do quite frequently is John was one of those people that you could tell, I mean, probably since the time he was very, very young, could multitask and do five or six things at the same time. And, I mean, he would literally, whether it be playing on his computer or it's a TV screen or, like, looking off in the distance, and I would feel bad thinking he's not even listening to the person that's talking. And they'd be, like, 5 or 6 minutes into a statement or their pitch, and then he would just literally turn in his chair. He'd clearly listened to everything they were saying. It was just, like, just firing bullets at what, you know, either the proposal or they hadn't done their due diligence. And he was pretty honest in those assessments. And then also, even when we found the space for Domi, you know, we were originally planning on using a private building that we owned. And then when we were approached by the county, Leon County, to consider using their space and facilities, you know, John was very skeptical. I mean, he was very, well, and once again, very candid that he had no desire to get involved in any way, shape, or form with local government, with bureaucrats. That was just not his thing. He thought that they just moved too slow. And so, you know, that was one area where I don't think we didn't have any tension as the group, I think, but, you know, he was pretty candid about that. Was, you know, his mindset was always that private business can do it better. It's more agile. You know, you can run, you can scale, you don't have to worry about reporting to anybody.
Yeah, but it helped that, you know, Jake and I had a little bit, you know, more of a picture of the local economy and sort of culture as is, and the fact that we really did need to play with everyone and make it very collaborative, public and private partnership. And
you mentioned a moment ago working with the local government. How has either the city of Tallahassee or the state government aided you guys in any way or hindered you guys in any way?
Well, I mean, not the state. We, you know, we have a very, very strong partnership with Leon County. I mean, it was Leon County government that stepped up and provided the building. And, yeah, I think that's one of the things that John was skeptical about, just because, you know, once again, you're dealing with elected officials primarily, and you're never really sure what their intentions are. And I think here, the one thing that I understood being here for a pretty long period of time, obviously longer than Mike or John, was that, you know, I thought we had some folks that really wanted to see this thing take off, that really, you know, were doing it for the right reasons and wanted to build a local economy and diversify our economy. And so to this point, I mean, it's the relationship's been great. You know, we're now on, what, year three? That early support and collaborative relationship has not stopped. They've continued to be positive in that regard, and it's worked out great.
Yeah, I think they've been, you know, they've given us their feedback, and we've been able to negotiate to, you know, for it to make sense early and buy in and how we can make this sustainable for the long term. And it's, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting to see that the government can come in and get involved. The universities can play a factor, but everybody can focus on what they're really good at and how we can push this even faster. Because at the end of the day, we are behind other areas in Florida and the Southeast and across the country. And how do we make Tallahassee a bigger player in the private sector, specifically startups and helping be a destination? And I think we're proving a model that could work in other areas. And my last comment too would be that from an outsider's perspective, I've never lived in a community where I could have come in and gotten integrated with the right people and connections, and for them to have allowed, you know, to been as supportive And I think that's been fantastic, and it's something that my wife and I both have had an incredible experience with being in Tallahassee for, and something we'll never forget, and something that we want to continue to help push in other spaces.
Micah, you mentioned a minute ago that Tallahassee, as much progress as we've made, it still is behind a lot of major centers. And what do you think it's going to take? What do you think the roadblocks are right now from sort of making this scene really take off?
Well, I mean, I think number one is patience, that it's not going to happen tomorrow. Ultimately, what we were missing is we don't have a Fortune 500 company. We don't have certain companies, private sector, where people are rolling off of these companies and starting new businesses. I think over time, we need to get more people involved. There are some hidden gems of people that live in Tallahassee that most people don't know about. You know, the fact that they moved here because their family was, their wife was from here, or their husband. They're connected to the university in some form or fashion. So the more we can bring those people, get them together, the more we can have people like Frank and Emily that started CuddleSoft to stay here and build from within. You know, taking on the risk, so to speak, to do it before, you know, certain things aren't there that they might want. I think it's honestly, it's a collective of just bringing the right people together, putting those pieces in place, building a foundation, which I think we're there, and just building upon it.
So in terms of Domi and your participation there, what is one thing that you really feel like you did really well and one thing you feel like you could do over?
Well, Jake's a do-over. Just kidding.
Clearly.
One Mulligan. Thing that I think I did really well. Focus on what I'm really good at. So, I mean, I think that helping to pull the team, the initial team together of founders that, you know, I played a role in trying to bring us together. And then some of the early strategy and business development, so to speak, of honestly, I spent a lot of time. I went to every black tie event I could my first year in Tallahassee to meet as many people as I could. And I would ask everybody, who are the top five people I need to meet? And so in a year, I met everybody I needed to meet, and my name was out there. That's probably my knowing what I needed to do in a community like Tallahassee to do what we wanted to accomplish. That's been fantastic. Failure is, I didn't realize that people didn't have an idea of what the hell I was talking about. And I say this, entrepreneurs, community people, university, I wish that I would have set expectations a little bit better early on and probably been a little bit more blunt.
For me, I mean, I think, you know, in terms of what went really well, I think it was more luck than anything. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, you know, coming out of the gate and, you know, I and John and David put a lot of faith in Micah. I mean, that was truly, I mean, Micah is, aside from looking like Ben Affleck and being the consummate alpha male, I think that he talks with compassion. I think that I've dealt with salespeople before that are just, you know, over the top. You know, it's almost like you get douche chills just like listening to them like pitch you on what they're talking about. Whereas Micah, Micah's it's a very non bullshit approach to it. I mean, you can tell that he's not giving you a line. I mean, he truly, you know, whether it be talking about the companies he wants to build or, you know, the lifestyle that he wants to curate from both a business and a personal perspective, you can tell that he means it. One thing that I might do over again, once again, doing things better. I think for all of us, the biggest thing was probably just learning to say no. I mean, it was just so hard. You're so afraid that you're going to upset somebody, or if you don't take this meeting, or if you don't, you know, someone emails you and says, "Hey, I'd like to talk to you about this idea," and you know, even and sometimes you don't know that it was a horrible decision to sit down and have that meeting until like 15 minutes after it started. But there were times when you get that email and you're like, "Wow, this is going to be a meeting that I really probably don't need to take, but I feel like I need to just to not upset the person because they might know somebody and we're getting off the ground at Domi and trying to develop a good reputation." And you know, so I think that we were all really
comment that that was probably that's both internal, like with your own core team, and external. You know, I mean, I think being a little bit communicating a little bit more direct understanding and not worrying about it so much, you know. But we were, you know, doing something very fresh and new, and then wanting to be as open as possible, I think, you know.
Yeah, we decided very early on, it kind of goes back to that Brad Feld, you know, Boulder thesis, to try and be as inclusive as possible. And we probably took that even a little bit too far early on, especially when you get into the pitches from service providers or other people that, you know, right as you get in the gate, you're like, wow, okay, I really didn't realize that was the pitch I was getting today. And I appreciate the cup of coffee, but I'm not going to get that hour of my time back. And so, yeah.
And where do you guys see Domi 5 years from now?
5 years from now? Honestly, I see Domi being a statewide player, and a statewide player in that, are we going to have Domi, what is here, Domi Station, a space and an incubator and co-working space? No. But do I think that we're going to be a vocal point and a leader in helping to create more impact to bring other groups in or run programming or help in some function? Absolutely. I mean, I think we have an incredible team. I think we have good insight, and I think it comes from the core group of knowing, I mean, why we're all in it in the first place. And I think, so I'm excited. I think we're already expanding. We're doing some stuff in Pensacola. We're doing some stuff in Melbourne, Florida. Lucas is working right now on a statewide project to bring different groups together. So that's going to be a more dominant focus. So in 5 years from now, I mean, Domi is probably tripled, you know, in terms of revenue. And, you know, and I call that sustainability, really. Staff-wise, that we're a dominant player in the north part of Florida and the southeast. In terms of really being a, you know, when you're anywhere in the southeast, you know, Domi comes up, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I know about Domi. You know, I can go there and get X, Y, Z, and it's a great community. So that's kind of where I see it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the hopefully by that point we're beyond the startup phase and we truly are that community, and then we've been able to kind of spread that community's roots to other communities. I was actually, I had a business transaction I was closing down in Sarasota a couple weeks ago, and used our passport to work out of that space for the day. And the thing that kind of struck me more than anything else was just walking around, and it's a nice building, it's a great space. There were some very nice people there, but I was taking note of the number of interactions that I saw with the different businesses. They had their little office spaces, and you know how many collisions you see and things like that. And I think, you know, during the couple hours I spent there, I think that at Domi, you know, we have more collisions and more interaction between the businesses and those collaborations than even what I witnessed there for the day. And that's the kind of stuff that is really exciting, because that shows to show you that we built that community. And Mike is now making faces behind me, and so no, that was a big deal. I enjoyed seeing that, because you know, I think we early on just had that concern that, well, you know, it's one thing to have the space, it's another thing to have the community that's collaborating inside the space. And I think that you know, it doesn't take long. You don't have to spend a lot of time at Domi just to walk through the cafe area or the co-working space to see that the people there, they know each other, they care about what each other's doing, they're supportive of one another, and that's what's, you know, kind of really nice to see.
I hope that in 5 years, and I envision this, and it was very purposeful where we put Domi, right in between the two universities. Honestly, how diverse it is right now is fantastic. It's the most diverse place I've been to in Tallahassee. Yes, I live in it, so I'm, you know, whatever. But, you know, but I think ultimately between the two universities, as companies start to grow, and we can, you know, put them in positions to be visible too. So, I mean, students walking down the street and they see a, you know, an H-Wind turned to RMS or whatever. They see a Cuttlesoft in the window. They're like, what's that? Well, that's actually, you know, XYZ company. They scaled out of here. You know, I mean, they grew. This is a home base for them. That's exciting. You know, it gets more young people excited about where they could go in their future. You know, it gets the community excited. You know, government, you know, truly should get a little smaller in this community. And we should be pushing more for diversifying the economy. And I think there's no better place to do it. The cost of living is inexpensive. There's some great hidden gems in this part of Florida.
How's your rent out on the West Coast, Micah? It's like,
shh.
Yeah. So is the beer prices comparable to Grasslands?
Yeah, it's quite different. So, I think we have a lot to offer, and I think that from a you know, urban planning perspective. And that's, you know, strategically, it's another reason why I brought Lucas in. You know, are these that we have some talent, we have some people that it's not necessarily even about getting the right people in place. Then you have to have the experiences for them to be intertwined with. So we have to start thinking about where do these people go in the evenings? Where do they go during the day? What do they do on the weekends? How do we get more people to know about Alice Beach? You know, how do we get more people that are here that want to go and experience something to say, hey, you know what, this part of Florida actually offers a ton. All right, here's a little story for you. When my wife knew that she was going to Florida State, I did some research online, got on blogs, got on everything. I am not going to lie that there are maybe two good words about Tallahassee from an outsider's perspective trying to do research on this area. And I would say it was a lot of like, you know, significant others that were trailing spouses like myself or other people that in my opinion were lazy. Like you didn't try to dive into the community and really get to know it. And honestly, I have to say I've lived in three different communities in my life. Tallahassee's been my best experience to this point. The fact that I'm going to move out to Berkeley in the San Francisco area, we'll see. You know, I mean, I know it has a lot to offer, but will it give me everything that Tallahassee's given me personally and professionally? And the case is going to be out, right? And I think that's something that the community too needs to do more of in Tallahassee is stop. Jay Revel says a great line: stop. Don't apologize for where you live. Like you should, you know, you should be excited about it. And it is exciting. There's a lot to offer here. There's so much to do, and there's some fantastic people. And so plug in and make it. I mean, build what you want. I mean, the great thing is it's a damn blank canvas, so you can build whatever you want here.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you guys once again for coming out, Micah Wyden and Jake Kiker. Thank you both very much. And best of luck to you, Micah, out west. I know you're still going to be involved in the community here, but best of luck nonetheless. And tune in next time for our next Startup Capital interview.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This has been a recording brought to you by Cuddlesoft, the idea-driven developers. For more on Tallahassee's startup community, the business of technology, and the latest in software development, visit www.cuddlesoft.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next time for the next edition of the Startup Capital Podcast.
Chicken vagina, the Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick, and your brain stops digging. Once there was this boy who got into an accident, couldn't quite explain it.
He couldn't go to school. God, you get the words right,
man.
Dude.
I forgot
seriously.
It.
For Christ's sake.
I forgot it.
Man. Get a go-to song. You're like the asshole that jumps at a karaoke bar and doesn't know the words to his go-to song.
That's not my go-to song.
This is hilarious.
But apparently. I do...
I
don't have one. I'm terrible at remembering the words to songs, obviously.
I have a good team.
Jake is also a lawyer, so what does lawyer stand for? Memorizing a bunch of stupid shit.
Dude, if I ever get my shot on Jeopardy, I'm going to destroy.
Give us like some zinger acronym for the word lawyer.
I know. Yeah.
Jake's a unique breed.
It's pretty fucking weird.